It's Hot 97, Funk Flex, Diddy, Dirty Money. You know what it
dirty
is.
Dirty Money's in the building. We like our money dirty. Let's get it.
Dawn's in the building.
Yeah.
Kalina's in the building.
Lena. Dawn.
Now, Kalina, I haven't had a chance to. Me and you haven't really.
I know.
This is our first meeting. I want to be clear on what we're doing.
No, this is
here.
The first meeting. This is the first official meeting.
Okay. Now, tell me your history with Puff and with Bad Boy.
I started writing with EMI.
Okay.
And when I got signed, but when Big John signed me, he said, "Yo, you like Diddy, yo. You like Diddy." And I was like, "For real? You think I'm crazy like that?" He was like, "Yeah, no, you crazy like that." So he put me in with Puff.
Okay.
So when I went over there, I had pink and purple hair, and I know Puff was looking at me. Yes, I was looking at me
what
like,
was
"Yo."
His first words.
No, he just was like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up? What's up?" Yeah, yeah, what's up, what's up, you know? And we just started vibing.
And when did you meet Puff?
I met Puff about 2 years ago now.
Now, from watching Puff on television, how he is with the artists and the group, did that make you nervous?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all.
She just like
that. Not even one. I fed off it. I mean, like,
because I'm flexing,
and
I see a different guy on that tube. Like, when I don't see him in work mode. No, that was work mode.
No,
so.
I mean, I was attracted to that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, anybody with that much power and that much control, you know what I'm saying? That's attractive, you know? So, I mean, I was attracted to it. But, yeah.
So you're excited?
Of course.
It's a beautiful thing.
Of course, it's a beautiful thing.
So 2010, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
All right? We're going to get into those remixes again. You know, I got it. You know, you saw my list here, right? You saw
it's a long list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my list for Diddy. Okay. So, I know you've noticed, with Siegel and Hove and 50, and you being in a similar situation with Mace maybe a year or two ago, when you as Diddy are looking outside of a situation like that, what are your vibes, or what do you feel, what do you see when you see that going on?
To be honest, I don't really like it. I don't really get off like other people. Ooh, this one said this one thing about that one. I don't get off on people beefing. You know, I haven't seen anything positive really ever come out of it. I don't think it's good for the game, the sport. I don't think it's good for people that look up to us. And I mean, it's
I'm gonna surprise you today, didn't
I? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know who I blame for situations like this sometimes?
Who?
You. You wanna know why?
Why?
I'm gonna tell you why I blame Diddy. Because artist.
Yeah.
And they can be talented.
Yeah.
You can have 100 of them, and they can all sit next to each other. But sometimes when they stand next to a logo that an entrepreneur has built, and it's hot, it allows, I feel it's a two-sided thing. It allows the artists, I'm not going to call it a free ride, but it's definitely a faster move to the top.
Exactly.
And I think that it has come to cloud our game where, you know, artists before, you know, and I would have eventually, I guess, found Mace, and I would have found the Lox. I saw at some point. But the Bad Boy logo makes you find these artists quicker. So I'm confused on, this is really our first, like our generation of people being next to someone, selling a million records. Then when that particular logo maybe is not behind them anymore, then they sell less records. So I just remember that with the Bad Boy era, which is why I'm saying I blame you.
Okay.
Not to blame you for what's going on, but how do you feel when you see an artist who's upset after getting a shot and selling units and now feels he's not, you know, being taken care of properly?
Yeah, you can't blame me, though. But I listened to the explanation. I couldn't really rock with you on that one, Flex. But I think that each situation is different. I think that each situation is different. I can't really speak on anybody else's situation. All I can speak on is for me is I've ever tried to do is, you know, provide an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? And sign great artists and put out some hit records and make some money, and we all make some money. You know, it never got into a lot of the different things as far as like when people, you never think ahead when people are going to start spitting venom in your artist's ears, or people may flip on you.
Are we, as being veterans in the music business, giving the younger ones enough information about the future? I mean, you've been through it.
I mean, a lot of times I'll say, for me looking from the outside, and it's not always good to look from the outside, but whenever I see beef, it's somewhere in there is some desperation. Somewhere inside some beef
100% agree.
Is some desperation. I can't say on whose part. All I really respect is just hard work. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here when y'all leave. I'm going to be here when the next round of y'all come. I'm going to be here when the different names leave on the doors, when they sell this joint, I buy it or something. I'm going to be here. Mm-hmm. I was here before, and I'm going to be here. I don't get caught up in that. I put my grind on. I put my hustle on. And regardless of whatever said, I don't do malice to people. I don't jerk people, and I don't wish people bad. You know what I'm saying?
It's Hot 97, Funk Flex, Diddy's here, of course, Dirty Money, you know what it is. Puff, I got a couple more questions, you can't move yet. All right, so let's get into this remix right now. We're going to go back to back with them, let's do it.
Flex, I need to hear this.